It is 4th of June. In a history book about Second World War, I read that many American military personnel in Hawaii in December of 1941 did not believe that they were being attacked by the Japanese. Soldiers, sailors, and officers preferred to believe that the main Pacific base of the United States was attacked by Germans disguised as Japanese, operating Japanese planes. The roots of such beliefs lie in a plain racism. Raised in a country where racial segregation existed and lynching were still common, American military personnel did not believe that Asians could have planned and executed such a daring operation with such mastery. In the perceptions of Americans at that time, such complex military actions requiring considerable skills and daring were only within the capabilities of people of European descent. Hence, the legend of disguised Germans emerged. By the way, many commanders of the United States Armed Forces also harbored similar racist beliefs about the supposed inability of Asians to carry out complex and daring military operations. As a result, they did not adequately prepare Hawaii for the attack because they considered it impossible. Why am I telling you all this? Simply to highlight that the Russian society and the Russian leadership, permitted with the racism, have repeated and magnified all the mistakes that the American military command made in the early 40s due to their disregard for the other nations. Russian racism is unique. It is just as criminal and disgusting as any other form of racism, but it has its distinct characteristics. To understand the current war, it is important to delve into these characteristics. Here I will take an important clarification. Like any ideology of hatred, like any pseudoscientific theory that justifies war and genocide, Russian racism is full of internal contradictions. For example, it simultaneously denies the existence of the Ukrainian people while at the same time describing Ukrainians as a nation of lazy and foolish individuals incapable of living without the guidance of more developed nations. And Russians readily believe in both of these contradictory ideas. So the war largely began because Putin did not believe in the existence of a separate Ukrainian nation. Several months before the full-scale invasion, he even released a massive, stupid text under his own name claiming that Ukrainians do not exist and were just Russian people who have been convinced that they are not Russians. This belief was instilled in them by Russians' eternal enemies, cunning Western rulers. The Kremlin viewed the invasion of Ukraine as a liberation campaign, as an operation to save Ukraine from Ukrainianism. No one seriously believed that Ukrainians would resist. Russian propaganda spread two, again, contradictory narratives. According to the first narrative, the Russian army would be welcomed as liberators by those very Russian people who had been convinced that they were Ukrainians. According to the second narrative, Ukrainians were not smart, brave, or active enough to resist the Russians. The most radical Russian propagandists predicted that the Ukrainian army would last only 2 days in direct confrontation with the invaders, while the most cautious estimated 2 weeks. Russian television broadcasted around the clock before the invasion, portraying those who dared to challenge the invading army as foolish. They depicted how easily Russians would reach the western borders of Ukraine. And when the first Russian tanks caught fire, when the first Russian planes began to fall, and when they could not swiftly capture Kyiv, Kharkiv, and Odessa, Russian propaganda started claiming that NATO soldiers disguised as Ukrainian military were fighting against the invaders. This nonsense regularly, almost on a daily basis, finds its way even to the official reports of the Russian Ministry of Defense. You see, they had been telling the story for so long that Ukrainians are incapable of anything, that we are lazy and unintelligent. Russians cannot admit that we are losing to Ukrainians who either don't exist at all or are incapable of mounting a serious resistance. Therefore, while stories about Americans and Poles in Ukrainian uniforms killing Russian soldiers emerged. Racism pushed the Russians into war, and it will be their downfall. While they fight against non-existent NATO legions, we will be systematically defeated by the very real Ukrainian forces.